believe this word is for anybody listening right now. Sometimes in the world, there's insecurities and there's doubts and there's fears. But God says that perfect love casts out all fear.
Amen.
God's never going to put you in a place of fear. He's going to put you in a place of strength and victory.
Helping believers in Jesus Christ shine as bright lights in a dark world.
Helping everyday Christians succeed in evangelism, ministry, and the Christian life.
From the northeast corner of the United States of America,
this is the Morningstar Bright Lights Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Morningstar Bright Lights Podcast. This is Corey and James, your host, and I'm so thankful that you chose to join in the conversation. Heather Ray, thank you so much for being here and being on the podcast. I'm so excited that you're here, and I'm so glad that our listeners are here. Why don't we just start out by you telling me a little bit about yourself? Where did you grow up? What school did you go to? How old are you? What's your family like? Just give me a little background.
I have two siblings. I have an older brother and older sister. I am the youngest. I'm 23 now, and my sister is, let me think, 27, and my brother is 29.
So you had some good role models growing up.
Yes, I did. I was brought up a little differently, which is part of my testimony. School was okay. I don't want to go too deep, but I was basically in a situation where the first 3 years I could not hear. I had fluid in my ears.
Okay.
If you know spiritual warfare, the enemy does come against you. And we are today talking about callings and for the kingdom and his glory. So don't want to stir too deep into it. But basically what happened was those first 2 to 3 years, I had that fluid there. So I was very behind in school. I was not able to hear the words coming out of people's mouths to be able to respond in a quicker speed. I was always feeling misunderstood. I always felt like I wasn't heard. So it was very, very hard growing up. It got so bad that I ended up in situations where I was told over and over again, lies of the enemy, that I was like retarded and stuff.
Wow.
And I had an IQ under 70, and I was with special needs groups. I had 1-1 aid. I was on many, many medications. When I was 12, my parents prayed. I went off the medications. And then when I was 13, I was in 8th grade. And that year was a miracle that happened. My parents prayed again. I no longer had a 1-1 aid the next day. It was like an overnight miracle. I was getting D's and C's. And I went from C's to B's to A's. And then I went all the way through high school with no aid and no help. I was completely independent. And my hearing was fine. If we talk about deeper into the testimony, there's some other layers that God did through the healing process, because Jesus is the healer. So
Amen.
That was where, you know, it was really hard. But growing up, just because I went through those struggles and those battles, there's one powerful thing that he actually did. He showed me what the enemy tried to stop me to do. If you want to know a little bit about me, I love people. I love hugs. And growing up, I would run up and give all the teachers a hug. And it would get so many hugs that the teachers would go, can she stop hugging us? And my parents tried to get me to, and I just kept doing it, and they gave up. And
yeah.
So God called me to reach and to hug and to encourage. And so as we get deeper today into that, I'm thankful that I get to be here. Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me share. This is not about me today. This is about God. And this is what God is trying to show your calling and who you are
Amen.
In Christ. Where is God calling you?
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that these words that I speak today, as I rely on the Holy Spirit, can help and direct you into this place.
I receive that 100%, and I'm looking forward to this conversation. Interesting enough, you are making me think about my youngest daughter, who has had audio processing disorder. She's always had an aid and help in the classroom, different avenues that she went through. But the processing, people would talk to her, and because it took her a long time to process what they were saying because she wasn't answering quick enough. So they'd be like, why isn't she answering? And then somebody would answer for her. And even us at home would do that. And I remember trying to figure out, is she deaf? Can she not hear me? She hugged everybody. And she just had a smile on her face that would not go away. She always had so much joy, and she was always hugging people and loving people. Unfortunately, the world can come in. You have some people that would kind of use that to bring her down. I was so thankful when she was out of school, because now I'm looking at her, seeing her become who God created her to be, and bringing back that joy and those hugs and that smile where there was a block of time time that the enemy really came and stole that from her.
That is really powerful. It is. Because when you hear a testimony, it's not just, it's a test that brings you into that place of something that you can allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to people. And so the fact that there's that relatability even now talking to you, being able to sit with you today in this room and hear about your daughter and the breakthrough that God brought her through, that's powerful alone, just knowing that we all have a different testimony, mm-hmm. but we all can relate in those testimonies.
Amen.
There's power in that.
There is, because the one thing that he showed me too, praying for her, is that we all have a seed inside of us,
yes.
you know, that God plants there.
Exactly.
And what he kept showing me was, there was this flower that kept mm-hmm. beginning to grow, and then something would come, whether word or deed, and cut it down, not the Lord. And
right.
so then it would take that cultivating again and that praying and that love for it to start to grow again. But that's what was happening to her over and over and over again. And she's seeing more joy around her from the Lord. And I can just see the Lord begin to work in her and bring her to all that he's called her to do. It's my prayer, and I stand on that promise. Great to have you sitting here next to me.
Well, the promises that he has for all of us, he is going to move in all of us. We all have gifts, and we all are worthy of those gifts, and we all are anointed in those gifts. We're all blessed to be able to have that. And it's the unity in the body of Christ alone. It's like, I don't even know your daughter, but she's my sister in Christ.
Amen.
And I'm blessed to be able to relate to her in that hugging way.
Yeah.
Because there's freedom in the hugs from above. There's freedom in all of that. So no matter what the enemy tried to do with your daughter has been able to be stepping in victory in the next step of what God has called her to do, no matter what the enemy tried to do.
Just being around people in Christ, just ministering to her in a way that she doesn't even know. Just people loving and being around and being kind in the Lord. Just that kindness, because being in a school or in the world, it's really not very kind. And people look at things differently and anything to pull people down. And to be grounded and rooted around people who love the Lord and love unconditionally, it pulls out everything that God created. We need people around us. We do. Godly people to call out all that God had called us into.
Right.
We need that. We need each other.
Fruit of the Spirit is always going to move if you're relying on that.
Yes.
That's where people see the truth, is in the fruits of the Spirit in a person. It's not in just speaking, I know Jesus. It's speaking the relatable testimony that someone might have to reach the hearts. You have to intercede in a way where you're not doing it by your thinking, you're doing it by the Spirit's thinking.
Amen. Yep, Spirit-led.
Spirit-led.
We're talking about Christ. When did you become a follower of Christ? Did you grow up in a Christian home? Was it something that you made a decision later on in life? You're 23, you said?
Yeah.
Have you always walked with the Lord? What is your salvation story? What does that look like?
My story starts out with the idea that I grew up a Christian, but I grew up as a concept Christian. A concept Christian, just to clarify what that is before I get into it, is someone that sees God but doesn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ in their heart. In other words, doesn't have that connection of, I'm going to put you first in my life.
So they know of a God, but
right.
they don't have a relationship
exactly.
with God.
Exactly. Yep. They just look up to the sky and say, I know you, God. Hi.
Yeah.
And so I grew up like that. I went to church on Sunday. I knew that there was going to be meals after church, and I desired the meal over God. And, you know, we all,
right.
who has been there, you know, like we all have that, you know, who doesn't love food, right? Then I realized, you know how like on a church morning, you can have a donut. You can have a donut, right?
Yeah, I'm going for the coffee.
Right, the coffee.
I'm
going to
stop
donut.
And get the coffee first. Yeah.
All of it. It's all good. But like, do you ever think about what that donut could be in your life? Is it a filling in your life? Have you ever thought about that's what you can have? It's not just a plain donut with nothing to give you. It's sweet. It's rich. It's filled with filling. It has Jimmy's on top to top everything off in your life. That's Jesus. I started off having just a plain donut and going, this is okay. But then when I realized that I can have the filling of the Holy Spirit, that's when my life changed. And so I started out a Christian growing up in that place of just going on Sundays, you know, seeing God as God. How it kind of rooted from that was that my mom was more strong in the Lord, but they got married when my dad wasn't a believer.
Okay.
But my mom was more. And then he was Catholic.
Okay.
And then she was Catholic. Well, she grew up Catholic, but she had like more of a Christian kind of base. Let's just say it that way. What happened with that was that the two not being equally yoked planted the seed of us children, us three, right? We all know God's design and you know, not being equally yoked can cause some stuff. So as that was going on, she was stronger and he was Catholic. They both were Catholic, but she was more into the Christian kind of thing. She changed. They both changed into Christians after a few years in of marriage, few years down the road or whatever. I have to ask her, but it was something around the lines. I'm just going to go with that. What happened with that was that seeds were planted in that way to believe concept because we didn't see anything otherwise until my brother, when I was 14, this is when I had a miracle healing when I was 13. And then I was in school independently now seeing those changes. Things were really changing.
So did somebody specifically pray over you for healing?
No, my parents just prayed.
So were they praying for your healing or just doing a normal pray over their daughter? Was it
just
specific?
Prayer that I can get off those medications. Okay. That was really it. And when I went off of them, that's when I saw the change was because I was off of the worldly perspective. You got to separate yourself from the world, right? Mm-hmm. In order to see the truth. Mm-hmm. Jesus says we live in this world, but we're not of it. So there was that part. They were still concept believers, but when they prayed that miracle happened, Jesus performs miracles. It's Jesus that makes the miracle happen. It's not ourselves. The prayer was an interceding of the Holy Spirit into what God was calling me to do.
They were praying for you. He just touched you while they prayed. That's exactly how it works. We're just the vessel.
Exactly. We can intercede for someone in prayer, and it's really, really powerful. I walked into a Morning Star with my brother. I was 14. My brother was starting to grow stronger with the Lord. Out of the whole family, he was growing strong.
And you were going to church at this time?
Yes. Yeah, going to church, concept, believing.
Okay.
My brother took me to Morningstar. I am a love bug, okay? So I love my family, but I love people. And that's why I love being able to go sing an outreach for the Lord and His glory. You know, I want people to feel His love. I had such a big change in my life that day. Forgive me for crying. It's emotional. That was the change. And that was the day that I saw Jesus. And that's when I wanted to change in that moment. My brother walked me into Morningstar. I was just having a day. I wanted to spend time with him. I wanted to connect with him. He's older. You know, I'm young. I'm 14. I just want to have a relationship with him. And I saw this book on the shelf. And it was 350 ways or 75 ways of knowing God for girls. And it was all about knowing God. And what happened was I picked up the book and I was just talking with him about God. We were just talking because he was growing stronger in his faith where he wasn't just concept. He was really reading his word. Like he was getting in the word and God was moving in him. My brother spoke to me about a lot of beautiful things about God. And I started to really feel a shift because, you know, I was trying to connect with him, but I could tell the Holy Spirit was there. And I didn't know what that was yet. You know, I'm 14 trying to figure out what is a relationship with Jesus like? I have no idea, you know? And I picked up that book and Jesse says, I'm going to buy that for you. And I will never forget that day that he said, I'm going to buy you that. Because it was like, I'm just spending time with him. Like, you know, like I'm just trying to connect with my brother. And then he's like, I'm going to buy you that. And so that seed was planted from 14 years old. I was going to know God, that I was going to see him.
It's beautiful.
And every day that book gave me like a word of being able to connect in the world. But as a teenager in high school, I'm trying to find, you know, myself. But I realized that I didn't need to find myself by myself. I could find it through Jesus. And so I grew stronger because my brother interceded that day. And then it got even more powerful when I started to go to the church that I'm currently going to now. I was 17 and I still had like a stronger relationship with Jesus, but it wasn't there yet. He meets us where we're at. I didn't see that yet. It hasn't hit yet. Mm-hmm. I'm only seeing I can know God and I can have a stronger relationship, but I haven't hit the next layer. This was just the frosting going on the donut. There was no Jimmy's yet. I'm getting to the point where I just want to see more. My family, we're going to different churches. We're trying to bounce around because the other church, they moved to Florida and things shifted. We started going to this church because my brother introduced it to us. We started going there and for 6 years, I've been going there now. And I know I'm teaching children's church independently. Wow. I'm the only 23-year-old in the church. Well, there's some other ones that come once in a while, but that's 24. I'm basically the one that's been there for 6 years with some other younger ones.
Yeah, I talk about your brother there for a minute. I just find that that is so powerful because you just wanted to spend time with your brother. You just wanted to have a relationship with your brother. And he pointed you to a relationship with Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That is so powerful.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I never forget about it. That interceding of what he did was even the second time he pointed me to Indian Lake. And that's when I saw Jesus met me where I was at.
I mean, the Bible speaks about the community of believers. The reason that we come together at least once a week is to worship together and to be together and to grow together, that we can learn from each other and we can continue to grow. You know, you hear a lot of people say, I don't need to go to church. I'll watch it online. I'll do this. To be within a body of believers is powerful. Very. It helps you grow. It helps you learn. It helps you get stronger. The good and the bad. You're seeing people and you know they're just human. Nobody's perfect, but you know what? We're all seeking the same God together, and we're walking through this life together, and there's power in that.
There is. You know, the unity in the body of Christ, it's not just encouraging one another, but it's also remembering that more than one gathered in prayer is how we grow and how we step into the next things that God is calling us to do. We're never alone. And that was something I was listening to this morning, is that we're never alone. And I believe this word is for anybody listening right now. Sometimes in the world, there's insecurities and there's doubts and there's fears. But God says that perfect love casts out all fear.
Amen.
You're not alone. I might have been a child that struggled with being bullied, with being like your daughter. But I want to say one thing, and this is when I believe the Holy Spirit's going to speak into your heart. I want you to remember this. Okay, if she went through that, and if I went through this, there is a breakthrough in interceding that can happen. And what happened with me was I screamed all the time. Why did I scream? Because I didn't know a way out. I didn't see it because I didn't have that invitation yet. I didn't see Jesus meeting me where I was at. And that screaming was an enemy way of saying, you're not going to outreach to those people through a voice of God.
Wow.
You're going to scream all the time and you're going to be in chains, in bondage.
Wow.
And that's where I was. And so I believe that God wants you to know that no matter how much you're screaming out in this world, you're not alone. There's nothing keeping you in chains. That is the enemy's plan. And a lot of people don't know what the enemy is, but the enemy is under our feet. The enemy is the ruler of the world. But let me tell you something. God is the one that is going to pour through you to be the light, regardless, and that enemy is under your feet.
It's spiritual warfare, and we constantly have to take that on. You know, with me, I do spiritual warfare, but a lot during worship. Whenever I'm listening to worship music, whether it be at church or in the car or at home, it just immediately brings me to intercede for my children. He gives me these visions of, yep, it's coming. You know, you just keep praying and combating against the enemy. We already know he lost. Yes. We already know he lost, so we just need to stand on that, knowing that you are a child of God. My children are children of God. We all are children of God. And to learn to stand in that and grab hold of that truth, right? And just continue to intercede and come against the enemy who tries to kill, steal, and destroy. Because that's exactly what he wants to do. But you know what? It's not going to happen because we just stand in the presence of God and we continue to fight.
Yes.
Like I look at my daughter and I know I can see what her future is because the Lord showed me. I 100% see her heart turned totally to the Lord, loving God, full of joy. The Lord has shown me those pictures for my kids.
Yes.
It's there.
We God all have a destiny book.
Amen.
We all do.
God hasn't left. You know, we just sometimes have to dig in a little deeper and we need to combat the enemy. And we know that when we do, who wins? God does.
God does.
God does.
God always wins. Our validation's in him. It's not in the world.
So you're a singer.
Yes.
How did that start? Did you always know that you had a gift to sing? Did you always know you had a voice? And how did God cultivate that? When did he bring that forth?
When I was growing up, I struggled with all that stuff. But I remembered recently that I would always sing. And there was always this one memory that I always would go back to. And I'm wondering why. I don't even remember the song I was singing. But I just remember that I was young. I was like 8. And I would just be spending time on my own, taking a walk. I was singing up the hill, just having time to myself. And I would just belt out. And I remembered that. So I started singing when I was 14. You know, I knew I had a voice when I was 8. But when I was 14 is when I really knew. I would just like sing karaoke's all the time. After school, I'd just go sit and sing karaoke all the time. Like I just loved it. I don't know. I just loved the doing it. And the first song I did was Internal Flame by the Bangles, actually.
Oh my gosh. I totally remember that.
It's a great song.
It's my generation.
Message. Yeah.
It's so funny that you know that song. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. How do you know the Bangles?
It's such a great. Oh, I love all the oldies.
I love that.
Me and my dad are really into that. I'm very old school. But it was amazing because I sang that and my parents heard it and they went, where'd that come from? Where is this coming from?
Wow.
And 14 is when my brother took me to Morningstar.
Wow.
So that God was around the same timing. That's when the shift happened. And this is when I also went to church. I was going to church, but this is when I saw the presence of God. Jesus met me where it was at and just wanted my heart. And that's all he wants. And that's what I came to know. That's why I grew a relationship and started putting him first. He's my father, my friend, and my everything.
My counselor.
Yes, counselor.
My healer.
That's when things shifted. And I started singing professionally. I would do like open mics. I'd do singing lessons, do all that throughout the years. But it was now at that time at 17, God opened a door. And my mom was working as program coordinator at Southgate. My brother was working at Southgate as well.
Well, I'm sorry, what's Southgate?
Southgate is a senior home in Shrewsbury. It's a very beautiful facility.
My husband's from Shrewsbury.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. At 17, I went in because my mom got me the opportunity to go in and sing for the seniors. I love people. So I'm already excited because I love being able to hug everybody. Growing up, you know, that's what I did. And so encouragement was built in me to do, like, I just love it, you know? And I didn't know this was a kingdom thing yet. You know, I had no idea. God was just like, why don't you go try that out? And so I'm like, okay. So I went and I sang and I was doing it part-time at 17. It became a business with my mom one-on-one. And it's been 6 years now. We've been doing this business.
So do you get paid for this?
Yes.
Or, oh, you do? Okay.
I do.
Wow.
And good. So it started part-time. And then I worked at 19 at a senior facility as an activities assistant as well. I really grew to understand. And what God did in that year was he had me go to the rooms after like work or during work to go pray for the people that were passing. So okay. God was really using me in the senior kind of
realm.
Yes, it really grew. This is when God shifted it and the kingdom calling started to happen.
So you got invited to come sing.
Yes.
At an elderly housing.
Yes.
Then from there, you started working as an events coordinator.
Yes.
Okay.
For one year.
And then from there, you just felt led by the Lord when people were passing and just felt led to pray. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. The Lord brought me to go over to the bedsides and be able to speak into them, love and encouragement. And actually, I did get to sing a couple times, which was really big because my boss, she allowed all of that.
So yeah, that's
it was
incredible.
Like God opening those doors. The reason why God had me there was so that he could build me up for what he's been doing now. And this is where a lot of the big stuff has been shown as far as the healing. There's so many layers to what God has spoken prophetically that he was going to do. And it's been happening. He said when I was 19, as I released my Escape album, which was part of my testimony, that album, when I released, it was all about escaping the world and realizing that you're a daughter of a king. You're not of this world. You live in it, but you're not of it. It was the realization of coming into that place of seeing I'm not alone, that I have Jesus within me. I have him right with me. And it was just really powerful to be able to realize that and then go into these senior homes and do this and be able to pray for them and be an activity assistant and learn how to connect with them more, because this was a dementia Alzheimer's unit. So I learned a lot in that year. And then God said, I want you to move on. I surrendered and I was doing part-time still singing at senior homes, but the COVID hit. So then I couldn't go in as much, but God still revealed. I recorded another album. That album did not get released because of mastering stuff. But God still restored that by having us make a studio in our own house. And my brother's good at tech, and that's his gifting from the Lord that mm-hmm. he's blessed. So God's been moving in that way, and it was a restoration. And then what I wanted to share that's important is that when I went into singing on a more professional level, it was because I did a surrender before that even happened. And it was year 2022 that I wasn't part-time anymore, but I became full-time. I laid on my knees and I said, God, I love being able to outreach this way for your community. And I'm really seeing the difference now. I'm not just singing these relatable songs to their time period. I'm not just going in and doing this. And I was also singing on the side, doing outreach gigs at Christian gigs as well. So I've been doing that for a long time as well on the side. And that was donation based. And then I would just do the senior gigs was my job, but I would be like, okay, I'm not getting enough doors. It's not enough to stay sustainable. I'm living at home waiting on the Lord. My parents are blessing, you know, the provision for doing this kingdom gift and this calling. I need you to talk to me.
Just
I need you
opening
to, I need you to tell me what you want me to do. And I said, God, I love you, but do you want me to do this part-time and then do another job on the side? Mm-hmm. Where do you want me? Tell me where you want me to stand. Tell me what you want me to do, because I will submit to whatever you tell me to do. And I'm blessed to do this outreach, but I need more doors to know.
Right.
So this is what happened. The next day I had a senior gig, believe it or not. The next day I surrendered. I surrendered that night. The next day I went in, booked for an entire year. An entire year. Whole calendar. I have chills just talking about that, because listen, God answers. You surrender to him, you give it to him, he's going to answer you and he's going to show you. And that was my answer. Ever since that day, I have been getting bookings twice a month at rehab facility, drug rehabs now. I have a wireless mic, so I'm able to go up and hug people mm-hmm. during a song. Mm-hmm. And this Holy Spirit, and I'm telling you guys, like, I am relying on the Holy Spirit 100%. So this is not about me. I'm a singer, yes, but it's not about me. It's about God calling me to be that. God put me in that position.
Being the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So it sounds like the Lord is calling you to minister to people. So this is more of a ministry than it is like singing or worshiping. God has called you to minister to others through your song is what I'm hearing. So God has opened the doors for you to minister to the elderly.
Yes.
And so you got a booking for a year in one elderly place or a few different ones?
One elderly place. Then after that, I've been getting some that are from other ones. I've been getting bookings all to next year.
That's awesome. Yeah. So that's how it works.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet.
It really is. Because sometimes I'm telling you guys, like, you don't even know what the Holy Spirit's going to do at some points. And I'm singing songs like Stormy Weather, Etta James, you know, I'm doing things that are relatable to their hearts. And then sometimes I can end on it as well. It's not about the lyrics sometimes. Sometimes it's about the look you give them. It's the timing. This might sound a little weird, but I want you guys to imagine yourself standing on an X. And God is calling you where to go to the next X and where to go to the next X. But then he's also telling you what to do with your eyes. Mm-hmm. He's telling you what to do with your facial expression. He's telling you what to do with your voice. He's telling you whether or not to open your mouth or to keep it closed. He's telling you whether to hug, whether not to hug. Mm-hmm. And this is all going through my head as I'm singing the song. And I'm just like relying on the Holy Spirit to just go and intercede into those hearts.
Amen.
So when I'm going into these places, this is not like, oh, Heather Ray is coming to sing. This is God speaking, saying, I'm going to bring healing, salvation, restoration.
Wow.
And that's what he spoke to me when I released the Escape album that I was going to do for a calling. And that was when I was 19 that we released that album. So
wow, that is so huge. And what's even bigger is that you're grabbing hold of that call and you're like, okay, God, I am going to listen and I am going to do that. And being opened with your hands to give and to receive from the Lord and then give to others. It's the hand and feet of Jesus.
Right.
It's exactly what he called us to do. So that is powerful. And then you had mentioned that you said you go into rehabs as well. So are those in the area? So he's really got you in a ministering field, doesn't he?
I'm singing all around New England. So this whole year I've been singing in a lot of different locations. The rehab facilities I have twice a month right now for one of them. When I sing at these senior homes, I have a set list, right? I don't go in there and sing the songs at them. I sing it with them. When you're relying on the Holy Spirit, he's going to tell you in the moment, like say it's looking at someone in that moment. These songs are a story. So I have a story that I tell as I'm singing this set, and it's actually about coming into the presence of God. Say it's like Stormy Weather, Etta James, you know, you're feeling like you're in the storm, but there's always a way out of the storm. You can't outreach without being relatable. I'm not going to go preaching at you. Listen, like you're not going to be able to relate that way. You have to be able to connect with people in a way where they can feel the presence of God and know that Jesus is meeting them where they're at. Right where they're at. This is not about...
It's like, not like taking them somewhere to preach to them. I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to use me to minister to you.
Exactly.
Through song. Songs are powerful and you don't know what part of that life you're speaking to, and only the Lord does. And he can use that to minister to them and bring hope and healing.
Exactly. That's exactly what he said he was going to do. And so there was one example that just happened last week when I went to sing to the senior facilities, and this is the one that actually wants me to start doing, they want me to do music therapy. Downstairs.
Yes.
Additional to being an entertainer there.
So music therapy. I actually know somebody who went to school for that. It's a door that's being opened right now.
Yes, it is. It is very powerful.
Explain that a little
bit. So honestly, I do not have a certificate for that. So that was the Holy Spirit opening that door. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to happen right now. It probably won't happen for a while because there is some other things God is bringing us through on this Christmas season that is going to be all about the healing and miracles of Jesus. And hopefully we'll share that.
So you were talking about a door opening in the future for
music therapy. How that looks is when I'm singing at the senior homes, the reason why that door got opened is because I actually do visualization with the seniors. So during the songs, I also do exercise and I tell them to move during the songs, but the Spirit tells me to explain in a different way. I don't just sing the songs. I'm there to be the light.
Ushering in the presence of the Lord.
Bringing the presence of the Lord is what I'm really trying to say. It's like you can sing a song at somebody, but are you doing it for your self growth? Or are you doing it for kingdom growth? I have the mindset that God's going to move in that place and bring the healing. So what happens is that there's one song called Walk On by Diana Krall that I do. And God spoke to me and said, I want that song to be the casting the cares off your shoulders song. I want you to go in there and I want you to roll your shoulders back and I want you to give them a visualization. And so as I'm singing the song, I'm saying, okay, everybody, let's roll their shoulders back. Let's roll off those cares. I want you to think of one care in your mind right now. It's amazing because everybody thinks of that one care. I want you to imagine now a black box that you're holding, whether it's many cares or one care, we're going to put that in that box and we're going to hand that box to Jesus and we're going to close that box. And Jesus is going to throw that right up into the air. And what I have them do is I have them roll their cares off and then I have them walk on by from those cares.
Got it.
Come into that
place.
What
a great visual.
I'm very visual as a person. So he built me to bring that to the people. And so glory to him. He uses our personality as well. Whether it's singing, baking, anything you can use for the kingdom to build its personality as well.
So what has the Lord been teaching you personally as you're stepping out and teaching and speaking what he's telling you to do?
Personally, I've been learning a lot about the word listen. I've been learning that a lot. You know, there's times when I'm in these situations where my heart is so invested in the fire of what God is doing. And I really, really get excited that God is moving the way he's moving. And there's times when I'm singing and I'm going, man, if I could just go hug him. Some of the places you can't hug. So I have to air hug. And I tell him, let's all air hug. And it's amazing. We're all friends. We're all here for one another. And even in the drug rehabs, they do. And there's been, it's been very powerful.
Now, do you get nervous going into the drug rehab? Is it a different experience being with the elderly and then going into the other homes? How has that been?
To be honest, I actually go up and I hug them as well.
You do.
And I have no fear. I know that the Holy Spirit is my guard. You know, I have to speak a little about this, but my mom has been on my side for these 6 years as a manager. Okay, so she's not just my mother. She wears many hats. And her gifting in the Holy Spirit is to see the prophetic realm. And she sees things during the gigs that I can't see when I'm singing because I'm focusing on captivating the audience through the Holy Spirit. So I have many things going on. Her role is to protect and give direction in the spiritual realm of don't go up to that person. Go up to that person now. Maybe wait. Don't do the hugging today. I can't do all of it at once. So God brought a teammate to have on the side as a guard, as a spiritual guidance on the side. As much as I would love to be able to wear all the hats, we all do, right? We all want to wear many hats. We are built to be a team. We're built to be in the body of Christ. We're built to be in union. So you got to give those hats to each other and help each other.
Literally scriptural.
Yes.
It's scriptural. We all have different gifts. We all are part of the body of Christ.
Exactly.
One can't be an eye. Everybody has their own gifting. So you do. They all come together and work together for the glory of God.
Exactly. Amen to that. Because it's not about self-growth. This is about kingdom growth. He's going to bring the people you need to guide and help and direct. And I honestly could not do this without my mother on my side for all these years. I love you, Mom.
That's so sweet. Your little momager, right?
Yes.
She's your momager. I love that. That's so good. And I'm so glad that you have that close relationship with her and can look up to her, you know, physically and spiritually to help guide you to move forward. I think that's so powerful. What are the challenges do you think you face in all of this?
So the challenge is usually the attacks of the enemy. You know, the reality is that when you're doing kingdom work, you're going to get attacked. You know, you're going to get tired. There's days sometimes you're spent, you know, you need the energy. And since I'm not doing this from my flesh, I'm doing this because this is building the kingdom for God's glory. I'm a vessel and I'm blessed to be a vessel. I'm a child of God. I'm thankful to be. It can get tiring.
Sure.
It really can.
We're human.
And I will say it's kind of funny because I go for an hour or I go for 2 hour gigs sometimes. And you know, it's not just singing 14 songs and you're done. That's not what this is. This is, you're going up. You're thinking about what the Holy Spirit's going to move in. So this is like the fire, you get burnt out. Spiritually, you can get burnt out. So I would say the challenge is just keeping in tune with the Holy Spirit and not allowing that tiredness to waver you.
Literally, Jesus went off by himself.
Yeah. Okay,
right?
So that is one point too.
Jesus went off by himself to be with the Lord. You can't keep doing it. You have to be refilled. You have to spend your time alone with the Lord.
Exactly.
You have to, you know, be quiet with him. You have to receive from him the infilling of the Holy Spirit. You know, the strength that only he can give. You can't keep pouring out and never get poured in. Jesus got tired. It literally in scripture said he sat down, he was weary. And what did he do? He went away and he sat alone with the Lord.
Yes, that's where our strength is. That's where the fire is.
Yeah, he went alone to be with the Father, with his Father, so he could commune with him and get the strength that he needed. Literally, scripture says Jesus doesn't do anything that the Father doesn't tell him to do. If you see Jesus, you see the Father. Boy, do we have a hard time with that, huh?
Yes. Well, the world can create so many distractions. Wherever God's called you to be is where he called you to be. He's going to open those doors regardless of what the enemy tries to do.
Right.
It is a choice. It really does come back to that. Do you want to grow and produce seeds, the fruit of the Holy Spirit that are producing joy, that is producing patience, that is producing happiness, producing peace because mm-hmm. Jesus is the Prince of Peace? Or do you want to rely on the world and produce the seeds of the world that are actually going to wither and not stay
exactly
consistent, that are not going to plant anything? When you try to get your validation and you try to get yourself set and situated and positioned in the world, I'm telling you, you're going to find yourself lost again, because there's no validation in the world. Your identity is in Christ mm-hmm.
and you need
alone.
To be, yeah.
And that's your validation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he produces what you need to know and where you need to go and how you should move. And it is constantly going to grow you. He says in Jeremiah, put my hope in the Lord, right? Because he has good plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope in a future.
Amen.
God's never going to put you in a place of fear.
Amen.
He's going to put you in a place of strength and victory.
Mm-hmm. In the will of the Father. So do you have any books, podcasts, things that you have looked to that has helped to bring you strength?
Yes. I highly, highly recommend reading the Soul Care book.
Soul Care?
Soul Care.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name, the author, but
it looks like you have Dr. Rob
Reamer.
Good.
Rob Reamer.
Reamer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
I highly recommend that. The Soul Care book is talking about where your soul has to find that freedom. It's in our souls that we have wounds and we have things that are hidden, that are past memories, reflections. And I want you guys to just take a second and imagine yourself and maybe a past memory that has put you down. One of them for me was I was told I was stupid. The way God restored that for me when I was going through this book with my pastor one-on-one. Thank you, Teresa. I just want to shout you out. Love you.
Shout out to Teresa.
Yeah, thank you. I love you, girly. My spiritual mother there. What was amazing about that was that taking the time to allow the Holy Spirit, and you want to take your time with this book if you do purchase it. Do not rush and have somebody you can have accountable when you're reading with, somebody that you can really trust in the word that's going to bring you further into Jesus's presence. But this book is really, really powerful because you could be in a memory. So imagine that memory, that past reflection. And I want you to take a second. I just want you to close your eyes and think of yourself maybe being rejected in that moment or being told that lie. It always comes back to the enemy lie through a person, but it's not the person that has any hold on you. The person does not. And I want you to imagine Jesus telling you the opposite mm-hmm. in the truth. Jesus says, yeah. I love you and you're not rejected.
Yeah. Amen. I mean,
and you're not stupid. You know?
Like, yeah, so, you know, yeah, exactly. We need to renew our mind with the word of God.
Yes.
That is 100%
exactly.
Renew our mind. And we all have stuff like that.
Yes.
We all have stuff like that we need to walk through and to remember that the Bible literally says the Holy Spirit is a counselor. Why? Because yeah. He knows that we live in a world, a fallen world, and we're going to go through things, but He is our everything. He is our Father. He is our friend. He is our counselor.
Mm-hmm.
All things, our healer. He equips us.
Redeemer.
Yeah. Redeemed from all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just He redeems it all.
Deliverer.
And deliverer. I've mentioned this a couple times on my podcast. You know, I wrote a memoir, and just through that, every aspect that God has shown Himself true to who He is
mm-hmm.
in my life.
Amen.
You know, whatever you lack here on earth, Jesus comes in and He fills in that area, like your best friend, like your healer, your mentor.
Right. He fills all of it.
Yes.
He fills
Amen.
All of it.
So what do we have moving forward? What do we get to look forward to you? What do you have coming up? You mentioned something in December. What do we have going on that we can put in the show notes and you can let everybody know about?
A little brochure. And it's the story of what God is doing with this next coming season prophetically He has shown. I had two prophetic words spoken over me in two different locations with two different people.
Can you share that with
yes.
us? Yes. Awesome.
The words that were spoken over me for the calling, me to speak into the next generations, that's what was spoken over me in prophetic prayer at a convention in the Dove International Leadership Convention in Maryland. And it was by four people that prayed in tongues and spoke over me. Kingdom building family was spoken over, and also speaking into next generations being able to reach. And I've already have been able to speak into through Christian gigs, outreach gigs. I sing on the streets as well. I want to reach people. Thankful to God that He's allowed me to do it. And I just really want to clarify that before I go into this next thing. It's about Jesus's healing. I'm so blessed to be able to have this opportunity to do that. It is so fun for me. It is like, I am so thankful to God, and glory goes to Him all the time. With it being said, I had that word, and then someone else I didn't even know said the same thing.
Confirmation.
Yep. God opens the doors. You know, I'm blessed to give a hug to anybody that will receive one and that will give one to me, because I love receiving hugs from people and I love giving hugs to people. It is a blessing. This is the story that God has put together. We did this concert last year and it is a Christmas special. Last year, we got to see miracle healings. The next time I went, someone was no longer shaking, was completely healed, able to speak more clearly. I even got to see it in some other places.
Where is this taking place?
I have some different ones at some senior centers that you'll be able to attend. And there's also Cafe at the Mill.
Oh, yes. Cafe at the Mill. Shout out.
In Millbury. Yes.
Okay.
Love you, Stu. So
they host a lot.
They do. Have you ever, every Friday night.
Yep. Yeah. Have you ever sang there?
Yes.
You have.
I've been singing there for more than a few years now and blessed too. So thank you guys for having me again. So these are spiritual songs and it is a spiritual story that God has put together. And I'd love to be able to share with you what God's going to do in it. So it's going to take you in a worldly perspective of Christmas. He put this together. Every song is going to be telling the story of a girl basically finds Jesus. This is what it's about. It's called In the Arms of the Angel with my stage name, Heather Ray. Not about me singing on a big stage. It's not what it's about.
Right.
It's about Jesus outreaching to many people.
And giving you a gift to partner with him to pray for others. Receive healing. Yeah. And I do believe it's such a time as this. It has been so great to have you here, Heather Ray.
Thank you so much for having
me. Everybody, look in the show notes for these activities coming up. Heather, you're just beautiful. It's been so great to get to know you. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yes, thank you, everyone. I appreciate you.
Father God, we just want to thank you for our time here today. Lord, I just pray an extra blessing to be on Heather Ray, Lord Jesus, as you're guiding her in all that it is that you've called her to do. I pray that the world be prepared, Lord Jesus, and ready to receive all that you have for them. Lord, I pray right now for our listeners. Lord, I pray that you rise up and grab hold of what the Lord is calling you to do in your life and to step forward in faith, knowing that it's such a time as this. Now's the time. Now's the time to raise up the army of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I just want to speak over everybody that, and that everybody will receive that in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. I just thank you, Lord, for having me here to be able to speak right now even. I just want to encourage everyone listening today that you would speak about what you heard to others, that you would hug others and show them that there is a calling for all of us, that there is an interceding of love and peace in all things we do in this world. We can have that kingdom mindset all the time, but it's a choice to choose it. And so I pray and encourage you all to take that decision and make it happen in your life. Choose to choose Jesus over what the world can give you. Choose to give into people and to receive the Holy Spirit into your heart and to move you and tell you where to go, because it will multiply and it will grow and the fruits of what God wants you to do. Take it, receive it, love it. Pray all blessings over all of you. And God bless you all that you receive your kingdom gift today in Jesus' name.
I want to thank our listeners for joining the conversation today. Praying the Lord spoke to each and every one of you and believing we can move forward together and shine as bright lights in our communities. For more information about today's guest, please be sure to go to the episode show notes. If you found this podcast engaging and encouraging, please consider subscribing to the podcast and sharing these episodes with your friends and family. It's the best way to help the Morningstar Bright Lights community grow together as we share our experiences and insights for reaching New England and the world with the gospel message of Jesus Christ. If you or someone you know is shining the light of Christ and feels led to share what the Lord is doing and has done in and through your life, we would love to hear about it. Please go to podcast@morningstarbookstore.com and leave us a message. Visit our Morningstar Bookstore locations and discover our wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, and gifts. Also visit our website at morningstarbookstore.com for more selections and direct-to-home shipping. On behalf of the entire team at Morningstar Christian Bookstore, thanks for joining the conversation.